Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
An Erio's original.
I was born with a special gift. The ability to mentally transform any situation into the worst case scenario in my own brain. My therapist calls my gift catastrophizing. And that's why I'm uniquely qualified to scrutinize and analyze history's greatest disasters and find out who's to blame. They say history repeats itself. Not on my watch. My name is Rebecca Delgado Smith, and I am the Alarmist.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to The Alarmist, a comedy podcast where we talk about history's greatest tragedies and figure out who's to blame. Today we'll be discussing a tragedy we are all familiar with. The year 2020. Here's what you need to know.
Three, two, one. Happy New Year! Woo! Yeah!
Share all the credits we forgot.
To say it. 2020 is gonna be my year.
2020 is gonna be my year.
That was all of us, wasn't it? We were so naive. Just a little over a week into the year 2020, reports came out of China that a mysterious virus causing clusters of pneumonia outbreaks had emerged from the city of Wuhan. Information about this mysterious virus was scattered.
The second confirmed case of coronavirus in the U.S. right here in the Windy City.
A government plane is planning to evacuate Americans from Wuhan.
The White House announcing that it has created a coronavirus task force.
President Trump is set to ban foreign nationals who pose a transmission risk from entering the country.
Looks like by April, you know, in theory, when it gets a little warmer, it miraculously goes away. I hope that's true.
But by February 2nd, the U.S., along with multiple other nations, imposed travel restrictions on China. Yet, the novel coronavirus called COVID-19 had already appeared in 20 countries, including Germany and Italy. At this time, news coverage did not just center on the virus. In late January, President Donald Trump's impeachment trial was underway for charges that he had asked Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. He was later acquitted by the Senate on February 5th. The spotlight quickly turned back to the coronavirus. As cases continued to rise worldwide and hospitals became overwhelmed with patients, many countries began to implement lockdowns. On March 9th, the stock market crashed and the Dow Jones suffered its worst single-day drop ever. The U.S. led a scattered directive on the lockdowns, leaving it up to individual states to make the decision. Millions of Americans and people around the world stayed home. U.S. unemployment levels rose to numbers that hadn't been seen since the Great Depression. CO2 emission levels fell to levels comparable to 2006 due to the stop of domestic and international travel. People learned how to cook bread at home, and stores suffered a massive toilet paper shortage due to panic buying by shoppers. By late May, over 300 people had died worldwide due to COVID-19, a staggering number. After months of lockdowns and isolation, tensions were rising. In the U.S., people refused face mask mandates and demanded states reopen restaurants and businesses. Getting a haircut seemed to take precedent over the safety and health of community members. Then, on May 25th, George Floyd, a 46-year-old black man, was arrested by Minneapolis police officers. As people watched and filmed in horror, Floyd was killed after being handcuffed and pinned to the ground by a white officer. Just months before, there had been the police-involved killings of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor, and Floyd's death was a tipping point. People took to the streets in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. A wave of peaceful protests swept the U.S. A wave of peaceful protests swept the U.S. There were also accounts of some looting and rioting. People demanded an end to police brutality and social injustice. Meanwhile, a presidential election was underway. Joe Biden became the Democratic candidate up against Donald Trump's presidential re-election campaign. Murder hornets, invasive insects that can wipe out entire bee colonies, were spotted for the first time in Washington state. In August, a massive explosion rocked the port of Beirut after 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate accidentally detonated, killing 190 people and injuring thousands. Wildfires erupted on the West Coast from Southern California all the way to Washington, displacing thousands of people and burning millions of acres of land. As if things couldn't get any worse, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the 87-year-old gender equality trailblazer and Supreme Court justice, passed away. As a result, conservative judge Amy Coney Barrett was nominated by Trump and fast-tracked to take over RBG's seat. In October, Trump tested positive for COVID-19 days after his first election debate with Joe Biden. He recovered after being hospitalized for 3 days at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and receiving drugs that were still being tested in clinical trials and not available to the general public. Less than 10 days after his diagnosis, he was back on the campaign trail holding rallies with maskless attendees. On November 4th, America voted in the presidential election, and days later, it was confirmed that Biden had superseded the 270 electoral votes necessary to win the election. For weeks, the now lame duck President Trump contested the results by making baseless claims of election fraud. But he lost most of his legal battles, and on December 14th, Joe Biden was formally elected by the Electoral College as the next president of the United States. In December, while countries like New Zealand, Thailand, and Australia seemed to have a firm grasp on stopping the spread of COVID-19, the numbers continued to rise in Spain, the UK, Italy, India, and especially the United States. As of the day we're recording this, there are 74.1 million cases of the disease worldwide and a total of 1.65 million confirmed deaths. By the time this episode is released, the numbers are surely to go up. If hindsight is 20/20, I hope I never look back. Fun Facts, aka Death Stats. According to the World Health Organization, the United States has over 16.5 million confirmed COVID-19 cases and over 300,000 confirmed deaths. This puts the U.S. in the number one spot of both cases and deaths. Most of California's hospitals are currently at zero capacity due to the influx of COVID-19 patients. 2020 was, in fact, a leap year.
With us today, we have producer Amanda Lund.
Happy almost New Year, Rebecca.
And fact checker Chris Smith.
Hello, hello.
And here we are. It has been a year, hasn't it?
It sure has.
We're all the way in December at this point, right?
Yeah.
This is the last month, I think, right?
I hope so.
You know what? Expect the unexpected.
Imagine they tacked on one last month. They're like, by the way, we got one last month of 2020. You don't know this, but it's Kemptember.
Kemptember. Oh, God. Kemptember, named after the founder, Ken. I forgot about a lot of that stuff that happened in 2020. It just kept coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thinking about the fact that President Trump was impeached this year, the impeachment trial was going on this year. That feels like, honestly, that feels like a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Yeah. I forgot. I honestly forgot he was impeached.
It doesn't matter. I forgot he had got COVID. It's like all these things happened and then they kind of just went away and a crazier thing took their place.
Yes. Yeah. I remember crying when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died and then I totally forgot.
I don't think I ever really took in the murder hornets thing. Like I saw some tweets about it and at that point I was so at capacity. I was like, I'm going to put a pin in this. If it's important, I'll circle back.
Yeah. I'll worry about this if one flies right up to my face and tries to murder me. But like, beyond that, I can't get into it.
People die from the murder hornets?
I don't think so. I don't think anyone has died, but Chris is going to get on that. But I forgot about, how about those wildfires? Remember for like a month and a half, we couldn't leave our house?
We couldn't leave the house. It was crazy.
We already couldn't leave the house, but like now we couldn't even go outside or open a window. I remember I taped we have old windows in our house and some of them, like the glass wasn't like totally to the wood. And so I taped my windows so that the air from outside couldn't come in because it was so
really bad. Really smart thinking, because we have old windows too. And I would just have like come into my office and everything would be covered in ash and I would just like wipe it down. But I mean, certainly that took a year off my life inhaling all of that.
Yeah. I mean, well, look, and what is nice to think about is that we've gone through it together, Amanda.
We have gone through it together. The alarmist has been a saving grace. And to be honest, like compared to so many people, we've come out the other side relatively unscathed. And it's still been traumatic, you know. And I have known people who got COVID and, you know, passed away from COVID. No one really, really close. But still, it's like everyone knows someone who has you know, gotten it or they've gotten it themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be like everyone is like, you got to do the Spanish flu. You got to do the 1918 epidemic. Honestly, it's been too close for home. Like, I'm not ready to go there. I know that we would all, I've read about it and I've learned about it and it's helped to kind of give me perspective, but it feels too close to home. And that was one of the things that they said about that pandemic, was that everyone knew someone who died or had a family member who died from it.
Right.
Yeah. Eventually we should tackle it. But yeah, I agree.
Well, part of what has been helpful about doing this podcast and thinking about these tragedies is just putting things into perspective in terms of degrees of panic and degrees of death, and like, and also, you know, you realize how far technology has come and how information and the proliferation of information has helped us sort of cope with these events.
I mean,
so I do feel lucky actually to have 2020 happen in 2020, if you follow what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like, if the events of this year, like, happened in a year where it was harder to communicate, or like in
even the 70s
in the Spanish flu.
Yeah, in the you know,
I think
teens.
Perhaps things would have gotten even worse than they did get. Although
that's an interesting point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? It's all.
Well, on the other hand, we're so just the news, you can't get away with it. Like, we're all so inundated with a constant media cycle. And it's so easy, especially God, during the election and, of course, during the protests and everything. There was just we started watching the news, and I had to. The network news we started watching, because cable news just was like too much and it just felt like too extreme. So we started watching the network news and then reading the newspaper. But I had to kind of like stop getting news from the internet because it was just too much.
Yeah. And I wonder what, you know, there has been so much misinformation as well. That's been
interesting. Yeah.
Also pumped into, you know, to the masses, that I wonder how it would be. I think it's a blessing and a curse. There's always a good and a bad. It's never like this is the perfect time, I guess.
Well, circling back to the murder hornets.
Yeah.
They're just big hornets.
they didn't kill anyone, right?
They didn't kill anyone.
But they scared. I mean, we were just on edge.
and there's a quote here from Washington Agriculture Department at entomologist Chris Looney, who says they are not, quote, murder hornets. They are just hornets.
I guess that does projecting, right? That the hornets want to murder us.
Well, you know, we were just talking about the media, you know?
It's the media.
So, you know, we're not just here to chit-chat about 2020. We're here to blame someone or something for this, excuse me for saying this, shit show of a year. So let's
poop performance.
A poop pooptacular event. and we're, you know, we're going to be putting things up on the board, but we're also including some messages we got from the Alarmy and some of our guests that you know, that are near and dear to the Alarmist. So why don't we start off, Amanda, by us putting our things up on the board, and then we'll put everyone else's.
Yes. Okay. Great.
And I know we said we'd only bring one thing to the table, but I have three. And,
okay.
please don't blame not following the rules.
and well, real quick, Rebecca. So we're gonna have you listen to the voicemails that people have sent in yet?
I have, yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay, so I haven't listened to all of them. So let's just say right now that one of Chris or I's gets put up that someone else also says, we get to change ours.
Okay, that's a good rule. That's a good rule.
Okay, and then also we're taking like a holistic approach, right? So we're looking at the year 2020 as a whole, like not just COVID or, you know, so just so everyone knows, right? Yes. We're just like looking at it as a whole.
Yes.
Okay, correct. Okay, great.
So I don't know if I want to blame this, but I think it should be said. I think we should blame Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, just okay. First up on the board. Because if you recall, they were the first thing that actually happened this year. Megxit was January 8th. That's like a week into 2020. Mm. That's when they announced, and they literally shocked the world by saying that they were going to step down from their royal duties, which was unprecedented. And I know that there are worse things that have happened this year, but what if they hadn't stepped down? We need our leaders.
Interesting. So I never really like understood the royal family, but I think you're right. Like, they do offer us security and stability. And Harry and Meghan shook things up, and it just opened the floodgates for everyone else to go like, you know what? If they can do it, like, maybe I can get in there and get something going.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what would have happened if they would have not left the royal family, right? Perhaps everything would be fine.
Yes, we'll never know. But we understand the reasons why they left and we support them, but that doesn't mean that they didn't cause 2020.
We got to leave them up there until we have further evidence or at least a few other names on the board for sure.
Well, and the other thing is they've been thriving in 2020. And I know that they've been sort of going door to door and like delivering groceries to frontline workers. That's
they have,
great.
Which is nice.
Which is so nice. But I mean, they've also gotten a podcast deal at Spotify. Oh, so maybe there's.
That's why Rebecca wants to put them on the board.
I mean, there are competitors.
She's mad that they're going to be eating into our space.
Yeah, if well, maybe we can collab. Podcasting, is that fair?
Guys,
it's not fair. I don't know what kind of shows they're going to produce, but I can't imagine they'll be as good as The Alarmist.
Hey, Alarmy, if in a few months you're, you know, on your way to work or something and you open up your apps and you pick up the podcast and you scroll through and ours is next to one of Harry and Meghan's and your thumb is sort of hovering between the two, just remember it's possible that they were the problem that caused 2020. Yeah. And we were here for you at that time.
Exactly.
So stay loyal to us.
They weren't here for you. We were.
Yes.
Now, maybe you guys want to put something up and then I'll put mine.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we can alternate. Chris, you want to give it a go?
Sure. Okay. So who do I think is to blame for 2020? I didn't really prepare anything. I'm just going to wing it here.
classic fact checker over here.
I looked at the facts and then I sort of forgot them. Cause if they're not right in front of me, they sort of escape me, but I'm going to blame farmers markets for 2020.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell us your reason.
Because it was a farmers market that in Wuhan, where the bat cuisine or whatever that other animal was.
It wasn't a bat, but go on.
Wasn't that the primary source of the coronavirus? Was that farmers market?
I don't know, but I think we should look that up.
And I think farmers market, just to sort of expand on that, farmers markets in general, you know, what is it really when you're standing in front of a table and there's a bunch of food on it and then there's some person on the other end of it who is, you know, telling you how organic the food is and how it's locally made, and there's no way for you to check that. It just has a sign that says organic. So it's a little bit suspect, like, where, how do they get the permits to be in this park? Who's overseeing this operation? And then, you know, you get sneaky people in there who, the pangolins.
Yes. And they were wildlife, wild animal markets, not farmers markets. Okay. So, you know, these poor farmers out there.
Well, it's not like you walking around the Atwater Village farmers market, like getting a bag of kettle corn and like... looking at the potatoes.
The people who sell have such a snooty attitude. And, you know, you go there.
Okay, so you found out it's a wild animal market, but you're sticking with farmers market. Yes.
Double down, Chris. Double down.
I'm going to stick with farmers markets until I hear something better.
Okay. 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 Amanda.
Okay. So I'm going to put on the board, and I think this really encapsulates sort of everything that happened in 2020, from the mishandling of the epidemic response to the Black Lives Matter movement and the death of George Floyd.
Oh, wow.
And that is a series of systematic failures.
Oh, wow.
That is a very serious, like, that's something that one of our experts would say.
Yes.
And it is something one of our experts said. I forget which one. I think it may have been, I don't think it was Chernobyl, but it may have been Chernobyl.
It might have been that.
It might have been. It also might have been the Amelia Earhart episode as well.
Oh, right. If anyone out there remembers, because then I feel like we've brought it up a couple times since, because I've always really liked that.
Yes. They call it the Swiss cheese effect.
Remember?
Because if you put, you know, Swiss cheese has holes, but if you have a bunch of Swiss cheese stacked on top of each other, odds are there are not going to be any holes. Nothing can go through.
Okay, say that one more time. Explain that to me one more time.
Swiss cheese has holes in it, but
Okay.
The holes in every piece of Swiss cheese are never in the exact same place. So if you stack a bunch of Swiss cheese, swear to you, this is
so you're saying
thing.
It's if a good stack- thing. You should stack Swiss cheese or no?
Yes. Yes, okay. You should. Okay, because nothing's going to get through it. I swear to you.
They're saying that the system will inevitably have failures, but you just have to have more systems in place to seal up the other systems'
the holes.
Failures.
Yes,
I see. And that's why we have the three houses of government.
Yes.
The checks. It's basically checks and
checks
balances.
And balances.
Exactly. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I feel like... So obviously when we first decided to do this episode, I was like, okay, well, all our friends, like we can acknowledge we are in a liberal bubble and we're happy to be here. I was like, everyone's going to say Trump. That's where my mind went. But I think it's bigger than that. And I think that it goes back to like the systems that are in place are like fundamentally flawed, a lot of them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, with the state of America and how everything is so sort of piecemeal, that it was probably always we weren't going to fare well. And I think Trump made it a billion times worse, but I think it could have been bad with another president as well. Not as traumatic. And then obviously like all the systematic racism that's in this country, I mean, that's been going on for a really long time. It just came to a head. I think everything sort of came together. Mm. But so that would be my pick. So
I love that.
Trump is really more just like a rat who's eating the stack of Swiss cheese.
Yeah, he's poking more holes. Yes, he is.
And he's finding like where the thin parts are. And that's what he's choosing to eat through.
You know, like in Cinderella when Gus, do you remember this part where he gets all those corn kernels and he's like trying to carry them around? Like that's what Trump has been doing for the last year. He's just like got a huge stack of popcorn kernels and he's just like wandering around the White House.
Oh, I got to look up that image.
It's a great one.
Gus?
I know exactly what you're talking about. The kernels look like rounds of cheese.
Yeah, maybe they are cheese. Let's Gus. They looked like popcorn kernels to me, but I'm not sure. No, I think I'm wrong. Gus, Cinderella. Corn. It's corn. It's not kernels. It's corn.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, this is Trump.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
It's kernels of corn. He's like trying cheese? To stack them.
Yeah. Everyone, if you're driving right now, pull over. Don't do this while you're driving. Don't look up Gus with the cheese or, sorry, corn. Okay. Now, I also want to put up two more things before we start hearing everyone else's. I want to put up not knowing history. Our, as a country, just our, I think it's a blind spot. Is that correct? It's a blind spot for us because it could be helpful in, you know, how we deal with these crazy situations. Had we known
more? It's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, history, that's obviously a big area. And is it our dismissal of history? Is it our inability to have a consensus about what happened? Is it the facts? It's a lot of things.
It is.
And you know, it has to do with education and it has to do with culture. It's just not part of our culture to sort of, you know, we're America. It's all about the frontier and what's ahead and what we can do, not what we have done. So, you know, it's sort of a large area, but I mean I like that area, sort of aversion to history. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And I think you're right, it's part of the culture in that we don't like to look back, but like, what are you so afraid of, man?
Interesting. Well, yeah, because I guess it's like if we had known more about the 1918 flu, maybe this would have been handled differently.
I mean, the masks were like a big thing. We could have just been like, oh, yeah, they solved it by masks. And then, like, I don't know, maybe a few weeks in, everyone could have gotten on board.
And it's like we get away with it, I think, sort of as from a world point of view, because we are such a young country still, relatively speaking, like compared to most of the other world, like the United States. And I don't mean the people occupying the land. People have been here for thousands of years. I mean, sort of the Constitution and this sort of like current government and the America, the idea of the United States. We're still such a young country, but at a certain point, we need to like get past our adolescence. And, you know, it's not, we just like
grow up.
We got to like, you know, I think a country's let us, or we let ourselves off the hook because it's like, oh, still a young country. It's still just ideas. We're still forming. But at a certain point, we got to grow up. Like, we have a very serious history. We should, you know, own up to it. And we should bring it more prominently into the front and center of our culture. I think that's a good, a really good point.
I also want to put up short-term thinking.
Yeah, I like that.
I think as a society, we could, you know, we need to find ways to soothe on the daily while maintaining a long-term goal. So it's like, I feel like Americans do this thing where it's just like, well, but what about the right now? Like, we deserve this right now, and let's just fix it right now. When you're not thinking of, like, the end goal, like I think about these shutdowns in these countries like New Zealand, who were just like, come on guys, like, let's all get on the same page, let's shut down for 3 weeks. Like, had we done a proper shutdown for 3 weeks or something like that, we could have returned to not something closer to quote-unquote normal. But instead we were like, well, no, my rights. I have a right to keep my, you know, restaurant open. And it's like, I know, and it's hard, and it sucks. And I can't imagine what you're going through. But at the same time, like, let's not, this has turned into like a 9-month situation where it, you know, clearly it could have been solved by everyone getting on the same page and, you know, thinking long term. Like other countries have.
That's very interesting. And I think that also goes back to, or circles around to American individualism too, which is just like, maybe that goes back also to like the founding fathers and how America was even founded, which is like this very like, pull yourself up from your bootstraps, like, you know, the American dream. Like, it's all very like individual as opposed to some of the other countries. And not all of like the countries have succeeded in 2020 who are like socialists. Like, look at what happened to Sweden. Like, they're really struggling right now. So I don't know if it would have been made better or worse, but I do think that is really interesting. And then just also to circle back to mine real quick, I saw someone here wrote in systemic. So that's what I mean. I guess systematic and systemic failures, because I think there are like also systematic failures that happen, but also systemic is like the racism and stuff, but then the systematic are like the actual like protocols that failed.
Right. Yes, those are two different things.
Yeah. So that's a good distinction. I should put them both up there.
The alarming knows what we mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
You said systematic. I understood what you meant.
I did too. I just put systemic, because I think I don't know the whatever, but a Swiss cheese effect. I think it's the Swiss.
Yeah, maybe we should just change it to Swiss cheese effect,
or like or a lack of Swiss cheese. You know.
Oh yeah, no Swiss cheese. So should we listen to what some of our alarmy generals and members of the alarmy have to say?
Yeah, hit it.
Let's do it.
Hello, Rebecca, fact checker Chris, super producer Amanda, and legions of the loyal and fierce alarmy. Adam Lustig here from the Titanic episode and the Titanic episode in review episode. Nice to be with you. Happy holidays, etc. 2020. Wow. What a total mess. A complete and utter shite show. A lot of media blame to go around, and I trust no one more than Rebecca and the alarmy to get to the bottom of this, but my own two cents here, I want to throw in a bit of a curveball suspect, and I'd like to humbly submit to go on the board the ancient Mayans, and here's why. Thousands of years ago, the ancient Mayans predicted that the year 2012 would be this cataclysmic year of overlapping catastrophes of all kinds, natural disasters, endless war, pestilence and pandemic, and They predicted that this would happen in the year 2012. If you recall, 2012 was actually pretty nice. There was an Olympics that I think was pleasurable. I think the Les Mis movie came out that year. Good looking out, Anne Hathaway. So it actually went off without a hitch. Now, cut to 8 years later, here we are, 2020, and it is the prophesied year from hell that the Mayans had foresaw. 8 years off. Now, granted, in the grand scheme of things, considering that they made this prediction thousands of years ago, that's actually pretty accurate. But unfortunately, in today's day and age, pretty accurate is just not good enough, Mayans. So I don't know if they forgot to carry the one, or if they didn't have, you know, the newest operating system on their abacus or on their calculator or sundial or what have you. But at the end of the day, they were 8 years off from their prediction, and we here in 2020 are the worse off for it. So maybe if they had been a little more accurate, then we could have at least prepared ourselves, if not pragmatically, then emotionally, as a society, for what has been truly a nightmare year. Thank you, Rebecca, in advance for all the good work you're doing. Huge fan of the podcast. Have me on if you want to take a third look at the Titanic.
Look, he's got a point. We got comfy. 2012. Yeah, 2012 came, and we were just like, they were wrong. No, they were just slightly off. And when people get comfortable, bad things happen.
Well, it goes back to your point about history. And if we paid closer attention to the Mayans, perhaps we would have heeded their warnings. And, you know, I think you got to build in, I think Adam's larger point is you've got to build in some buffer years on either end of that 2012 prediction. I mean, when you think about it, he's right, it's thousands of years. So give or take, what, 5% is, you know, that's like a couple, whatever, 50 years or 100 years. So we should just be on guard for about 100 years.
I mean,
right around
that's
2012.
That's literally my MO. Like, this is what I was brought to do in this life.
Yes. And I do love this idea that there's something larger at play, you know, because it really does feel like 2020, someone's messing with us. And it was it was the Mayans. And I also want to just say, it seems like Adam was walking down the freeway.
Well, I was going to say,
he was just like walking up the 405.
Whoever was chasing him didn't get him.
Look, it's Adam. Adam, he's got a lot of energy.
If you're okay, let us know. No, he does like to take walks with his
little Adams, we have another Adam who wrote in, and this is part of a member of the Alarm. You want to hear what he has to say?
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm calling for the Alarmist. My name is Adam from New Hampshire. What I'm calling is who's to blame for 2020 is the topic that I was asked for. And I was going to have a joke answer, but I'm just going to say fucking Trump. He's just such a shithead. He made the year way worse than it had to be by calling virus a hoax and then holding rallies during the spread of that virus. So that's what I have to say. Thank you. Have a happy holiday and good luck and be safe.
Wow. Thank you, Adam. Yeah, very to the point. I love it. No jokes. No jokes here.
Well, yeah. I mean, he talked about the obese president, i.e. elephant in the room, who the 200, what do you call it? The 500-pound elephant in the room, whatever. That's Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put him up there. And I like Adam's, I like Adam calling him fucking Trump. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Amanda. Fookin' Trump is up on the board. And he, let's be honest, he was always going to end up on the board.
Yeah, we knew it. Yeah.
We knew it.
So thank you, Adam.
So here is Dan, and Dan is a member of our Discord page, which everyone should consider joining because there's, you know, it's popping off. So he wanted to put in his two cents.
Hi, Alarmist. My name is Dan, a reasonable man on the Alarmist Discord server. I'm calling in to offer up my suggestion for who is to blame for the year 2020, the Gregorian calendar. The Gregorian calendar is used all over the world today and was adopted by Pope Gregory XIII back in 1582. This is a much more accurate calendar system than what was used previously, the Julian calendar, as it took new understandings of the Earth's rotation around the sun into account and factored in the leap day, that extra day that we get at the end of February every 4 years. According to this calendar, we are currently in the year 2020, and we all know how that's gone. Now, the Julian calendar, on the other hand, predated this, and it used the date of the establishment of Rome, which was 753 BC. If the coming of the Christian era had not occurred, we would currently be in the year 2773 today, not 2020. So 2020 could have been 753 years in our past already, and everything would be hunky-dory here, Thanks for the great podcast. Always entertaining and interesting.
That's interesting.
I really, really like that approach.
I do too.
I mean, just, yeah, we have to put the Gregorian calendar. I mean, the fact that I like that he thinks that 2020 was going to be bad regardless.
Right. Well, I just don't even think we need to overthink this. I just think it's just so pleasurable to think about 2020 being 700 years ago. It's just so nice. I don't want to overthink it. Let's get the Gregorian calendar up there.
Okay.
Thank you.
I like that too.
That Adam and Dan had similar ideas.
They did. They were looking big picture.
Yeah. This is why This is why they're part of the Alarmy.
Now, this is a message from return guest Matt Gorley, also my husband.
Boy, 2020. You could throw a lot of blame around. This is Matt Gorley, and I would like to blame subjectivity over objectivity. Not believing in facts, I think. The shunning of objective journalism. Subjectivity is so good for personal tastes in movies and foods and things like that, but not for world events and science and elections. So I think maybe the world could savor its personal subjectivity, but rein in its global subjectivity. I vote subjectivity. Take that, subjectivity. I'm Matt Gorley, and I approved this message.
I love that. He brings up such a good point. We can savor our own subjectivity, but like, let the facts be facts.
Yes, my subjective opinion of that blame is very positive. And I'm allowed to have that opinion because it was...
Because it's yours?
Yeah, I guess so. I sort of got lost in my head there for a second.
Yeah.
It happens. Okay, I mean, I've got subjectivity up on the board. And now we're going to hear from everyone's favorite guests, the duo Stosh and Georgia.
Hey, Stosh.
Hey, Georgia.
How was your 2020?
Oh, my 2020 was horrible. How was yours?
It was also terrible. Yeah. Speaking of this year, who do you think's to blame?
I'm torn between two entities that are very, very close, but slightly different. One being white women, who I blame for 2016, which I think led to 2020. I expect that kind of stuff from white men, but I really just don't understand why white women can't get on board with being better. And, you know, and then there's also the Karens, which are, of course, white women, but slightly different. So
they're like a more aggressive, they're the ones on the front line. The Karens are the white women who are, they're ready to show themselves.
They're showing themselves. So maybe we put both white women and Karens, I think, should go on the board.
Okay.
How about you?
I like that. I mean, I think, you know, they are terrible. So they didn't help. That's for
no
sure.
Help whatsoever.
If you're not being helpful this year, you're being hurtful. So bye, Karen.
Who do you think is to or should go on the board?
I think it's the most obvious choice. And so I'm sure a bunch of other people put this up. But I think Rebecca is to blame.
Our Rebecca?
Our Rebecca. Rebecca Delgado Smith.
Okay. Well, that
host
is a twist.
Of The Alarmist.
And why do you think that?
Well, you know, people might not know this, but the truth has to come out sometime. And I'm here to do that, my job.
Thank you for your service.
Anytime. Rebecca's birthday is in January, and she had a birthday party. And she's a great host, and she always has a great theme for her birthday. And this year she chose pajamas.
Oh my God, that's right.
She chose pajamas.
What a foreshadowing.
So late January, we all get together and we go, oh my God, this is what a brilliant idea. We don't have to dress up. We get to like put on some schlubby pajamas and drink some martinis and some nice Sauv Blanc, you know, leisurely all together. It was lovely. And I want to note that it was a good time. However, she did foreshadow the rest of the year, and we remained in our pajamas for the rest of the year. So I think it's Rebecca's fault. Absolutely.
Wow. I hadn't thought of this at all, but I'm going to go ahead and endorse this. Rebecca,
thank you.
You're going on the board.
Wow. Ooh, I mean, just I should have picked ball gowns. I should have picked ball gowns as a theme next year. Next year.
That's a pretty solid case. I really like that.
That's tough, Rebecca. You might be the fall guy. Oh, goodness. I mean, I never thought I'd see myself up on the board because I thought I'd have more control.
I'm trying to think of other options that we had for your birthday theme. Do you remember any other options?
No, I think that was the one. I remember being with actually Matt and Amanda and saying, you know what, guys? I just want to be comfortable.
Don't try to bring us into this. Do not involve us in this.
And you were like, that's a great idea. And
I did not endorse.
That's the one.
Well, I think I won't put it up on the board, but Matt, you could also make the same case for Matt because he loves being in his pajamas. And actually, jokingly, every year, we call the 2 weeks that we have off for Christmas until New Year, Christmas lockdown. Oh. And so we're really feeling the, like, be careful what you wish for.
Right.
Wow.
Okay, so now we're going to hear from Denise from Montreal.
Hi, Alarmy. This is Denise from Montreal, Canada. Big fan of the show. Thank you very much. I think selfishness is the root of what's to cause for the year 2020. I think people thinking they know better than professionals, people not respecting quarantine law, people not self-isolating, not taking one for the bigger team is what ultimately made 2020 a shitty year into a worse year. I think I've judged a lot of friends, politicians, corporations, companies who have made poor and selfish decisions. Oh my God, capitalism. I don't know if it's selfishness or if it's capitalism or if they go together, but I think individuals thinking they know better is what's to blame for 2020, or at least what made it way worse. Like, honestly, anyway, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Totally. Selfishness kind of goes on, like, short-term thinking. It kind of, I can see us folding that in together.
Oh, yeah, she was totally getting at your exact same point, yeah. I think, yeah.
Thanks, Denise. I mean, I agree with you. Definitely, we're on the same page.
Selfishness is a good way of putting it.
Mm-hmm. It is.
As opposed to, I think what we were saying, or you know, just sort of like the American way.
Like the whatever. American individualism, is what I had called it. But right. Yeah, when you boil it down. Because it's okay to be like an individual. It's just when it turns that corner into, you know, people are dying. Okay, so why don't we hear from Alarmy General Clayton? And right, I don't know what he's going to say, but I'll be shocked if it's not capitalism.
Hey guys, it's Clayton Early here to tell you my take on who is to blame for 2020. And I think the easy answer is COVID-19, and that's a very good answer. But for me, it's clearly Donald Trump, because this guy has made everything worse. And somehow, in a year of a global pandemic, he's made it about him. And more bad. I mean, the guy was impeached. The guy knew how bad the virus was from the beginning, as he admitted to Bob Woodward in an interview and didn't tell everyone at first because he didn't want to panic everyone, you know, to keep the economy going, hashtag capitalism. He, after the murder of George Floyd by the police, stoked hate by threatening to send in the police if these blue state liberal governors couldn't control all the quote looting and rioting, said things sympathetic to white supremacists while this was all going on, literally gassed peaceful protesters in DC because he wanted a photo op so he could hold a Bible upside down in front of a church, got the frickin' virus after contradicting the scientists in the White House who were trying to advise American people on how to stay safe, not wearing a mask, refusing to endorse people to wear masks to stay safe, got the virus, went to the hospital, came back and started saying how he's now immune and did some weird photo op in the White House. put us through one of the worst presidential debates of all time, in which he was constantly interrupting, lying, contradicting, just painful to watch, accusing, you know, by, I can't even, I mean, there's just too many freaking things. He, what else? He rammed through a Supreme Court justice when Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, even though her dying wish was that the new president who was elected in the upcoming election be the one to fill that seat, whether it was him or not. His taxes came out, found out the dude's paying nothing and owes hundreds of millions of dollars to who knows who. God, where, what else? Oh, lost the election. We know that. Has refused to concede the election. Is currently trying to sabotage the election and invoking violence among his supporters, lawsuits, all of this. I mean, when you're in a burning building, the fire is the problem. But if someone runs in and says, there's not a fire, don't worry, and then starts throwing gasoline on the fire, like, that's the real problem. That guy becomes the problem. And suddenly it's about him. So we got to get this guy in jail. And 2021 cannot come soon enough.
Well, I mean, he said it all, really. He said it all.
He definitely did. So, I mean, you can't deny it. Fucking Trump remains on the board. Yeah. And we have one last voicemail here, and this comes in from Nora, member of the Alarmy.
Hi, Rebecca, Amanda, Chris, and possibly a guest. My submission for who is responsible for 2020, unfortunately, is myself. We had so many social engagements earlier in the year that the first week of March, I bought a beautiful planner just to keep track of all of the social things we had going on. And then 1 week later, the entire country shut down, and we haven't done a social thing since. So I can't help but think I tempted fate in some way and kind of caused this whole 2020 debacle. So I'm submitting my name for, you know, to the blame. If you are merciful, maybe I could get away with just the big slap or some kind of little slap, a slap on the wrist. And if I had to pick someone to go to jail, then, you know, probably Trump. So thank you so much. I love your show.
Oh my gosh. I love it. A haunted planner.
Did the Mayans write about that? Did they know?
Maybe
I was just wondering if she was putting the events in the planner in her own blood or something. Was there some other element we're not missing?
That could have been.
That could have contributed.
Nora, you have to burn that planner today.
Yes.
And get a planner for 2021. You need to throw that into a bonfire right now.
Yes. And yes. Yeah. Yeah. Have a New Year's resolution. Like, make it you're thinking like a bra bonfire, right? Like where everyone throws their bra in, but it's just like everyone throws their planners.
I guess you could call it a bra bonfire. I was just thinking of like, you know, like a fireplace and she throws the planner in it and it burns, but you could also throw a bra. You could throw a bra on any fire. You could burn it over a scented candle.
That's true. Well, any fire will work. But we encourage you to do this and send us a video.
Okay, Chris, do you want to read us through what we have
on
the board?
I just want to put one more thing on the board, which is Walter Mercado passed away in 2019.
Aww.
R.I.P. to a legend. So I just want to say maybe the Walter Mercado vacuum, like that what he's left behind could have possibly been to blame.
For our listeners who don't know who Walter Mercado is, he's a very famous astrologer, Puerto Rican, loved capes, and every year he would come out with his recommendations for how to await the new year. He was a great guy. We love him. And he passed away in 2019. And now we don't know. We didn't know how to properly await 2020.
Yeah. He was also just epically good at, he would always send out love, sending you love, sending you peace and positivity. And you just wish those beams could have been emanating from him in 2020 and what could have happened with him here.
Yeah. I love it. Okay. Read us.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
All right, so who's to blame for the year 2020? Is it Meghan Markle and Prince Harry? Farmers markets? Series of systematic and systemic failures, the Swiss cheese effect, aversion to history, short-term thinking, kind of the same thing there, right? That's interesting. The ancient Mayans, fucking Trump, the Gregorian calendar, subjectivity, white women / Karens, Rebecca, the host of The Alarmist, selfishness, Nora and her haunted planner, or Walter Mercado vacuum. Jeez, okay. This is going to be tough.
What a list. I think off the bat, we could take farmers markets off first.
I think that's a good one that can go. And Chris, you got another one in at the last minute, so you don't have to feel bad.
No, I wouldn't have felt bad either, even so. I do enjoy farmers markets.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're staying. Now, what do you think about taking Nora's haunted planner off the list?
Ooh. We're going to have to let her off the hook, right? Amanda really? Doesn't like that.
I really want that little haunted planner in jail.
Okay, we'll leave them. I think that Meghan and Prince, they've, you know, I hope that their podcast empire doesn't just like swallow us. Yeah. So maybe this is our chance to get rid of it. But I don't want to be selfish.
Right.
So they're getting off the list. What do you guys say about taking me off the list?
Oh, I think we got to leave Rebecca on a little bit longer.
My pajama party.
I see some other. I mean, as much as I love the Gregorian calendar, it's just that's just like numerical semantics, I guess.
Yeah, I love that one. But in my mind also, Nora's haunted planner on the front is a printed Gregorian calendar. I think she was using a Gregorian calendar planner.
Okay.
She
definitely was.
That would probably would have been harder to find
the Julian calendar.
Now, what about, like, let's look at aversion to history, short-term thinking, maybe one of those. And selfishness. Yeah, maybe one of those gets rolled up into...
First of all, I think we can kind of roll in the Mayans into aversion to history.
Sure.
Right? Because...
Okay, I like that.
Had we known more about it, then, you know, maybe we could have been wiser. And I think that's maybe we roll in short-term thinking into selfishness.
Yeah, and I almost feel like we can roll in aversion to history into selfishness too, because it's just like me, me, me. Like, I don't care about like anything that brought me to where I am.
Oh, that's an interesting way of looking at it. I mean, I do like the specificity of aversion to history, because that's a more of a proactive choice that is like just lacking in our culture. We just don't have it.
You know, right, and it is different to selfishness, but I get what you're thinking. Like, you're going with like the individualism aspect.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's interesting because it's like aversion, it's more like willful ignorance or like the rewriting of history, because it's like people are like view the history through their own selfish brains and with rose-colored glasses and kind of are ignoring the realities of it. So I...
Viewing history through selfish glasses.
Okay. Let's tweak it. Yeah. Viewing history through selfish glasses.
Yeah.
Now, what about white women and Karens? Because, you know, obviously, like, white women is the umbrella where the Karens are. And yes, they did help to elect Trump.
Yeah. In 2016. Uh-huh.
But so did a lot of other people.
That's true.
But I'm also...
All they do is ask to see the manager, and I don't
That's
know
not all
they're...
they do. That's no, not they all do they do. Worse. They do a lot worse.
But are you saying that you're going to take Karens off the list before Rebecca and Norris Haunted Planner?
Okay, let's take Rebecca off. I think we can take some of
you.
Rebecca, you're off the hook. Don't worry. We need
you.
We
take out the sort of magical elements. Nora as well.
And okay, fine. Nora's Haunted Planner can come
and
off.
And the Walter Mercado vacuum as much as I think.
That's more magical in that way.
It's a bit more magical thinking.
Left on the list are the series of systemic and systematic failures, Swiss cheese, viewing history through selfish glasses, which kind of goes with like rewriting history to be convenient for you.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Trump, obviously, subjectivity, white women, Karens, and selfishness, individuals thinking that they know better.
I think now we can take off white women and Karens.
Okay. Subjectivity is good too. Right?
Yeah, because I like that.
It encompasses, you know,
It's just sort of, I think Matt's point is like, you know, it's just sort of people being able to say, well, I think this. Like, I just believe that masks don't do much of anything. Or
which we like. We want subjectivity. I mean, we don't like the mask part. Right. But we can say what we want.
But we can't be subjective around facts. But to be honest, like, I think a big part of that is could be wrapped up into like Trumpism and into like the media too.
Yes.
Yeah. That fucking, I would agree, Amanda. I think that rolls into fucking Trump because basically his whole MO, and so this was like stated plainly, like with Bannon has said this and Trump has said this to reporters, is to just infiltrate the media pipeline with bullshit. Like that's been their plan from the get-go. They're like, we are just going to inundate people with garbage. We know it's garbage. We don't care that it's garbage. And it'll confuse people. Mm-hmm. And people are just naturally confused by that. So these people who are in control, who have power, are able to just pour waves and waves of bullshit onto facts and say, well, what about your facts now? It's all so confusing for everybody.
Yep.
And that's been their goal. So that would go into fucking Trump,
let's fold that in. I think that we can take off series of systematic failures just because I feel like this is more going into the selfish realm, right?
Yes, I think but then we have two selfish ones left on the board, which is viewing history through selfish glasses and selfishness. So maybe we wrap up viewing history through selfish glasses into selfishness.
I kind of want to say I think that we do the opposite.
Okay.
I think we put selfishness into, because the historical part is what I want to touch on.
I think that's really cool, especially, you know, it will help us justify all the work we do. make us feel good. And isn't that what this is about? No, but I really think that's important because a lot of it is like, you know, America being in denial of its past.
Yes.
And even... I think that had a lot to do, you know, even down to the wildfires and global warming and like, well, but that also goes into like subjectivity and not trusting science and facts.
Yeah. But you're right in that we really have this incredible ability to deny our own history. And that is toxic.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, the subjectivity is sort of baked into selfishness, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those are your selfish glasses is your subjectivity. So it's right there. It's right. Yeah.
it's right smell in some there. New merch.
So what are we going to do here? Are we going to send Trump or are we going to send these selfish glasses?
Send Trump to jail.
Let's go.
We got to send Trump.
Get in there.
We have to.
Okay.
We have to.
I'm calling it. Viewing history through selfish glasses. You're getting the big slap. I don't know. Can you like glasses crushing? Can we add that sound effect?
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
Okay. Fucking Trump. You're going to the alarmist jail.
Oh.
Wow.
We got him. Kind of.
We did.
We got him.
It's done. He's over. We can put it past us.
There is something satisfying about that.
We want to thank everyone who has listened to our show this past year and has held us, you know, listened to us through this difficult, you know, struggles. We've gotten a lot of emails saying that they've listened to us like while they're working or to take their mind off of 2020, and we're so grateful for you, and we're grateful to all of our guests who have been a part of our show, as well as our guest experts who have been incredible. And of course, I'm incredibly grateful for our producer Amanda and fact checker Chris for going along on this journey. We're doing it together, and we're learning, and it's just been such a delight. So I really wish everyone the best 2021, because god damn it, we deserve it.
It's been a bright spot in the last year. It honestly has been.
Yes, it really has.
And I just want to end by reminding everyone to please stay alarmed. Don't let this happen again. Yeah.
After the year 2020, as of this recording, parts of Europe and the United States have started distributing the COVID-19 vaccine to healthcare workers and those at high risk of contracting the virus. For the vaccine to be effective in eliminating the pandemic, 70% of the population has to be vaccinated. So far, the U.S. has only acquired 100 million doses of the vaccine, though more companies that are developing the vaccine are pending approval by the FDA. It is still unclear when the majority of Americans will receive it. President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration will be held January 20th, 2021. Kamala Harris will make history when she is sworn in and becomes the first female vice president. Though the murder hornets are said to kill up to 50 people a year in Japan, no Americans have died from their painfully venomous sting. Regardless, Washington state officials remain vigilant. One thing is for sure. Those of us who lived through the year 2020 will be forever changed. Vote for who you think is to blame by going to thealarmistpodcast.com. Follow us at @TheAlarmistThe on Twitter, @TheAlarmistPodcast on Instagram, or email us at thealarmistpodcast@gmail.com. Tune in next week. We will be discussing the massacre at Frank Lloyd Wright's Love Cottage.
Earios.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.